Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Conversations Live, where we bring you the best in music, books, entertainment, and current events. When the movers and shakers of the world have something to say to you, they say it to us. Now, here is your host, Cyrus Webb.
And welcome back, everyone, to Conversations Live. I'm your host, Cyrus Webb. Glad you all could join us once again. You know, it's always a great thing when you're able to do what you love, and then, of course, to see people respond favorably to it. Our next guest has definitely been able to see the results of his hard work. Christian Alvarez is making his first appearance on our program. He's the creator of Tequin. It's a great cocktail. We're going to tell you guys a little bit more about it a little bit later in the program. But also, we're going to talk to Christian not only about the journey of creating Tequin, but also the great and creative ways he's been able to share it with the world. Christian, hello to you, and welcome to Conversations Live.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Hey, glad to do it. And you know, the creativity that is going into this, I think, is really a big part of the buzz, Christian. And we can kind of begin the conversation there, because I was sharing with you before we went live here that one of the things I noticed when I was prepping for this is how interactive you've made this. You've created some great recipes. You've encouraged, of course, the viewers of your YouTube channel to create their own. I mean, what has it been like for you to see this idea come to life and to see the way that people are responding to it?
You know, it has been wonderful. When I first came up with the idea, it was my second year of law school about 4.5 years ago, and I wanted to come up with a product that was unique and also represented a little bit about my own Mexican heritage. And so, as you can see from our product, it plays on an Aztec modern play on an Aztec warrior headdress, and our flavors have that agave flavor. So we have three different flavors currently in market: the cucumber lime, the passion fruit lime, and the grapefruit. And this is a line of premium wine cocktails made with orange wine, agave nectar, and all natural flavors. So what's been very gratifying and rewarding is to create something that is very versatile and something that our consumers can really make their own. And it's a product that you can really enjoy on its own, either chilled over ice, but you can also mix it into your own creation. And that has really resonated with our consumer base. And we have really, we have our own recipes, but we do a lot of demos and interact with our consumers. And, we're very outstanding when we hear that they make it their own and have their own recipes as well. So it's been very rewarding.
And that, I think, is part of the fun of it, Christian, I think, for the consumer, because they are able to, I mean, we all like to get creative, and we, you know, when something works, of course, we want to share it, and these days, the way we do that a lot of times is through social media. You know, do you find that the reason why, once the seed was planted in you, as you said 4 years ago, Christian, was that it was something that you felt strongly about? Because so many times we have ideas, and we think, well, you know what, I'm like this, but I don't know if anyone else is going to care about this or like this. I mean, do you think because it was something that you believed in so strongly, that's why you pursued it, but also why it has been successful?
Absolutely. You know, it's those things that you're passionate about that really transcend your emotions to people myself and my team, my family, I consider them all, whether they're related by blood or not, I consider them all family. And we're really out there. You know, we don't hide behind the brand. We're really out there interacting with our consumers, and it's that passion that people, you know, really thrive and cherish. So it definitely has helped us, open the market and get those loyal consumers behind our brand.
Right. Well, what a great thing to be able to do. For those who are just tuning in, either on the radio dial or online, you're listening to Conversations Live. Christian Alvarez is making his first appearance on our program today. He is not only the founder of Tequin, as we've already been talking about, but also, of course, the individual that has been able to see the growth and also the excitement. You know, do you think, and we talk about on this program all the time, Christian, you know, about the importance of teamwork, do you think that also has been part of why you have been able to push forward, even when things can get challenged, because you have, you know, great people around you, as you say, whether they're, you know, natural family or just part of the team that have become family? Do you think that has really been a big part of your own pushing forward with the brand?
Absolutely. You know, all our team has been very passionate about our product, and we've obviously hit it. It's not an easy path to really launch an alcoholic beverage, and there are times where your own ideas are challenged, and sometimes you know, you have to refocus, and it's the people around you that that you're surrounded by that are passionate about that product that, and they believe in it, that really help you refocus and continue to deliver the message, and it's really inspiring as well.
Did you know going into this, Christian, because of the product, because of it, of course, being, you know, a natural premium cocktail beverage, all of which are great selling points, did you know the internet was going to be a big part of the push for it?
Absolutely, definitely. Most brands nowadays, you know, we're a small family-owned company, and, you know, we're not the large companies that have these million-dollar budgets for ad campaigns. So we knew that social media would be definitely a key factor in really promoting our product. And luckily, we have really pushed forward, given the consumer some content that they can really relate to, and it's really helped us. So, you know, it's very, very, very rewarding to receive Facebook messages and saying how they really enjoy our product. And, you know, we even had consumers email us and say, hey, this particular store had a product. When are you going to have more product? And so it's really helped us also manage our own distributor to make sure that they're getting the product to those who really want it.
Exactly. I'm glad that you brought up that point, because one of the things I also noticed when I was on the website, tekeen.com, and it's T-E-K-E-E-N.com, that, you know, you have it listed on the website, Christian, proudly made in Carlton, Texas. But the interesting thing about that is when people go to the website, the main part of the site when it says find it, you look at that map and, you know, Tekeen is actually spreading all over the place. I mean, how does that make you feel to see not only where it started, but where it is today and where it's headed?
It's wonderful. You know, it's something very rewarding to walk into the store and see your product on the shelf. And it's even more rewarding when you walk into a product that you don't necessarily know it's in there, but your distributor put it in there and it's flying off the shelf. So we originally started in Austin, and we self-distributed at first as the law allows us to. And we were able to start in Austin, and slowly but surely it just started spreading, and we couldn't handle it ourselves. We had to really focus on manufacturing. So we handed it over to a big distributor who's doing a wonderful job, and so that map keeps growing. It's a little tough to keep updating it, but we have some big accounts that are going to be picking it up in September, and we're very, very fortunate.
Yeah, exactly. And, you know, we talked about the internet, but also the word is also spreading offline as well. I noticed when I was on your Facebook fan page for Tekeen that also, of course, you're appearing now in magazines, you know, people being able, you know, to see it there. I mean, I mentioned earlier also, you know, the great YouTube videos. I mean, do you think that is also just a testament to your hard work, Christian, the fact that, you know, the word is spreading offline and that people are not only finding out about it from coast to coast, but also wanting to know, as you were saying, you know, when it will be in their area?
Yes, it's a true testament to the product itself. We have, you know, I have some restaurants in California that want to carry it. I have people in Long Island asking for it. You know, it's very rewarding to even see someone in Florida who wants to distribute us. And so they reach out to us, and that's always re-energizing and rewarding.
Yeah. You mentioned the flavors that are already available. Do you find yourself, as I, you know, it seems like it's so hard sometimes to focus on what's in front of you because your mind is always racing of, you know, what could happen or what could be the next thing. Do you find yourself, you know, mentally as you're enjoying the moment of where you are, Christian, but, you know, already thinking about what you want to do next with the brand?
Absolutely. You gotta always keep looking forward, and the ideal roadmap for us is to continue spreading state by state and making it available to everybody. I think it's a product that really a lot of people will enjoy, and it's something that we'll also continue to develop from different flavors and maybe product extension for the brand.
Yeah. And that has to be a great thing. You know, I believe that, you know, all of us know what it's like to either at one point to question whether something will happen for us Christian or have someone around us do it. That is normally what happens, I think, more than anything else. Someone says, well, that'll never work, or, you know, there's not a market for this or whatever. I mean, how have you kept that from stopping you, kept either the self-doubt from stopping you or the fear of it, or even what people might say about, you know, about what they think, you know, might or may not happen with the brand?
You know, the core thing that I've always, that's kept me strong and kept me focused is family. So whenever I've had any doubt, whenever I've had any need for reassurance, I've always gone to my mom and dad, to my brother and sister, and I've always used them as a soundboard, and that always helps, refocus, re-energize myself, and really just follow your passion, and that's all you can really ask for in life. If you're doing what you love, then there's nothing more than you can ask for.
Exactly. What a great thing that is. You know, there is also the pictures. You know, we all have heard that saying, Christian, a picture is worth a thousand words. And some great photos, of course, on the website, takeen.com, but also that people are able to see, because, it, you know, I think that is one of the other things that is contagious about the way that this product is being marketed, because it makes it look fun. And also it brings together the whole thing about family and friendship. And I thought about that. The reason I bring it up is because when you mentioned that earlier about, you know, the extended family, do you think that also is what makes this beverage something fun, that it's something you want to be able to share with your friends?
Definitely, definitely. It's something that you can share and really express yourself as well as with your own friends. You can buy a bottle, take it home, and share it with them, and or have it at a restaurant. But, you know, you can also express yourself by making it your own. You know, you can make your own recipes. It blends very well with different fruits. And so it's very fun, and everybody likes to have a good time. So I would agree with you.
You know, I think the other thing that is so great is, you know, about the reward is, you know, as I mentioned earlier about the word spreading, it was just a little over a month ago, you know, that you guys were mentioned, of course, in the Huffington Post in Canada. I mean, what was that like for you? I mean, to be able to see that headline, 7 bold summer drinks to kick off patio season, and then to see Takeen listed among them.
it left me pretty much speechless. I had no idea how the Canadians come to be exposed to it, and it's very very rewarding. It's one of these products that is so dynamic, and you never know what the new headline is going to be, or what's going to occur. So it's fun. It's been a very rewarding experience.
And I think, you know, you mentioned even with the logo, I think there's so much in there. Do you also believe that you, as well as Takeen, is a great example of the endless possibilities out there, Christian? I mean, if someone does have an idea, a goal, or a dream, that if they're willing to put forth the effort and the work, that they can make it a reality?
Absolutely, absolutely. As I mentioned earlier, the alcoholic beverage industry is something really, really difficult to enter. But, you know, no one should ever be discouraged. I think that if you really believe in something and really evaluate your idea, and also are open to modify your idea a little bit to make sure that you're built for success, I think that that you should always follow your passion and never take no for an answer. I know it's cliche to say sometimes, but if there's a will, there's a way, and it's absolutely true. So for all those listening, I really encourage everyone to follow their goals and aim high.
Right. To aim high for sure, and I think that is definitely the key. Again, everyone, you've been listening to Conversations Live. Today I've been speaking with Christian Alvarez. We've been talking to him not only about the creation of Takeen, what he's been able to do in just 4 years, but also what it's been like for him to share the brand not only online but also offline as well. We'll be reminding you all here in a moment how you can find out more information about the growing brand. I want to talk about brand identity for a moment, because that was another great thing. I mean, I have to admit, you know, I love Facebook and Twitter myself, Christian. patient. I'm not on Instagram. But when I was prepping for this, I noticed you guys are really using Instagram in a powerful way. You have thousands of individuals that are staying connected with you there. And, again, going back to the power of pictures, you've been able to share these great pictures. And one thing I noticed was you see tachine everywhere. You see it on the volleyballs. You see it on the caps. You see it on the shirts. I mean, is that also part of your hope that when people see that, just the logo, that they're able to automatically think about the brand?
Absolutely. It's a very strong logo, very unique. We get compliment after compliment about the actual logo. And in addition, from a packaging perspective, it's truly one of a kind. If you look at the bottle, it's a custom bottle. It's not a line bottle that is for the masses, but we really took time into creating something that was truly unique and pretty much a piece of art. Actually, a lot of our consumers they save the bottles and use them as flower vases or other adornments. But it's definitely a very memorable logo.
Right. Exactly. And again, I mean, it has to make you smile every time that you see it pop up wherever it might be, you know. And I think that, again, is just because of the hard work that you've been able to put into it. So, Christian, I mentioned earlier the website, which is tekeen.com, and that's T-E-K-E-E-N.com. There they can find out more information about the brand. Also, of course, to be able to contact you guys, of course, to say, you know, when can we get Tekeen in our area. And then the map that I mentioned earlier, they can find that there as well. Is that the best place for them, Christian, to go? I mean, if they have more questions about Tekeen, as well as to be able to find out more about the availability for them.
Absolutely, you can go there. We're you know, I respond to a lot of the emails. I'm very hands off, so you can just email us at info@tekeen.com, and we love to start the conversation with everybody.
Well, Christian, thank you again for the time today. I really appreciate it. And congratulations again to you on what you and your team have been able to build with Tekeen. And looking forward to speaking with you again.
Absolutely, Cyrus. Thank you so much, and have a great day.
Yeah, you do the same thing. Again, everyone, Christian Alvarez has been our guest today, talking with us not only about, of course, the creation of Tekeen, but also what it's been like for him to share that with the world. I think a very empowering story for all of us to be able to keep in mind about what's possible, but also, of course, the importance of hard work along the way. For our radio audience, you all stay where you are. There's more Conversations Live to come for you. For those joining us online, though, that is going to end us for this segment. So if you came in late and you missed part of the conversation with Christian, don't worry. Thanks to our online friends, you all can catch the replay right after we go off the air. The link is already available on our social media sites, and we've already tagged Tekeen on both. So head over to facebook.com/CyrusWeb or go over to twitter.com/CyrusWeb. Click on that link. You can listen to the show completely for free and even share it with your friends from there. Until next time, I'm your host, Cyrus Webb, saying, as always, enjoy your day, enjoy your life, enjoy your world. Make sure you take out time to enjoy some good music as well as a great book. Thank you all for choosing Conversations Live. You all make it a great one.